Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tributes are pouring in for a retired Boston police commander who served the city for decades in some of its most transformative times. Willis Saunders, who died last week of heart failure, was a man of firsts. During World War II, he was one of the Tuskegee Airmen, the first all-black Air Force unit in U.S. history. Then in 1956, Saunders became one of the first African Americans to join the Boston Police Force. As WBUR's Dolores Handy reports, many spoke of Willis Saunders' achievements at a memorial service held in his old neighborhood yesterday.
Willis Saunders made history even before he became a police officer. After graduating from Boston Trade High School in 1944, Saunders, who grew up in Roxbury, enlisted in the military towards the end of World War II. He joined the Tuskegee Airmen, the all-black Air Force unit, and ultimately earned a Congressional Gold Medal. Another young man from Boston who joined that unit was Harvey Sanford.
At Tuskegee, the segregation was so bad, I volunteered to go anywhere to get out of there. Oh, it was bad here in the States, in the South. The local sheriff could come on the base anytime he wanted and get somebody to put him to work on a farm. So what kind of a living is that?
Sanford, along with Saunders, were members of the New England chapter of the Tuskegee Airmen. So was Delbert Benz. Benz served in the Philippines and says the segregation they'd experienced at home was far-reaching.
They had a white bar on one side of the street in town, a black bar on the other side. They kept it up even overseas.
Benz was among those who eulogized Willis Saunders yesterday at funeral services in the Charles Street AME Church. The sanctuary was filled with police officers, activists, many from the old families of Roxbury, people whose lives had been touched by Saunders. After his stint with the Tuskegee Airmen, Saunders attended Howard University in Washington, D.C., then came home to Boston. He joined the police department in 1956. It was a time when there were few blacks on the force. He rose through the ranks to become night commander under former Boston Police Commissioner Francis Mickey Roach.
I knew he was well-educated. I knew he was beloved. And I thought he would be the most hailing person in the department just by being himself.
That was during the administration of former Mayor Ray Flynn.
Well, in the troubled times of following the busing, Willis was the night man out in the streets of Boston, probably more so than anybody in my experience. He brought the city together. He wasn't just an enforcer. He was a healer. And the city won't see the likes of Willis Saunders again, I'm afraid.
Flynn recalls Saunders was particularly troubled during the Charles Stewart crisis in 1989. Police, responding to increased gun violence, had instituted a stop-and-frisk policy against young black men in the city's minority neighborhoods. At the time, Louis Alisa was president of the Boston branch of the NAACP and had mounted a legal challenge against the stop-and-frisk policy.
It was tough for anybody who was trying to maintain order and also be fair. And so he saw this as he was in a leadership position, was trying to keep the city focused. He still had to take orders from his superiors.
But Saunders saw his role as more than being a cop, says Alfreda Harris. The Boston School Committee member used to run the Shelburne Community Center, which at the time was a safe haven for young people in Roxbury.
Yes, it is, and it still is today, very much so, because of people like Willis, who directed young people there, who brought children there that he felt needed some help, needed some attention, and needed a hug.
Then there are those who followed in Saunders' footsteps.
Well, I was a young officer in District 4 in the South End, and Willis was pretty much a legend.
That's James Claiborne, who rose to become a superintendent of the Boston Police Force.
Willis has a lot more patience and understanding than I did. I was sort of a young bull in China Chopper. He really kind of tempered my demeanor. And it benefited me.
Also benefiting from Saunders' mentorship, the women who started joining the force in the 1970s.
He was strong, charismatic, eloquent, and just terrific, and almost like a father figure, always taking care of us.
Patrice Bennett is now one of the women who make up 13% of the Boston Police Force. She came on the job in 1985. the year Saunders became the department's night commander.
It was scary as a rookie going to gun calls, but just seeing him there and knowing that he was there to show us how to handle the calls made us feel more comfortable.
Willis Saunders retired from the Boston Police Force in 1992. He was 84 years old when he died last week of heart failure. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.